Hi, Paul Sackett's Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Ann Gilbert. Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Paul. How are you?
Good. You're Director of Programs overseeing all strategic development implementation of CANDU MS programs. We're going to talk today about millennials, health, and multiple sclerosis. We also have Channing Barker. Hi, Channing. Good morning.
Hey there, Paul. How's it going?
All right, good. You were diagnosed with MS in April of 2006, so you've been living with it, and I'm sure, and I know proactively, and thank you both for speaking with us and helping. We're going to focus on millennials here, health. And maybe Channing, how do millennials age people with MS approach healthcare differently than in previous generations?
Well, Paul, thanks so much for having us today. I know Ann and I are really happy to be with you. Millennials are that early 20s to late 30s generation right now, and we're usually, you know, in that time frame, living the prime of our life. We're checking off those bucket list items, maybe finding a spouse, buying your first home, traveling, possibly starting a family, and so that MS diagnosis can be pretty jarring. And millennials, as millennials do, we are really focused on living our best life instead of proactively taking a position in our health. And so we really want to urge and encourage millennials living with MS today to have a really good working relationship with their doctor and seek out a disease-modifying therapy when they are given that diagnosis and to advocate for themselves and their doctor's office.
And as a director of programs and a CANDU program, MS program, what is MS?
Absolutely. So multiple sclerosis is the most common progressive neurologic disease that impacts the central nervous system. And as Channing had mentioned, most are diagnosed in between the ages of like 20s and 30s, which is at the prime of their life. And so it's really important for those that are newly diagnosed with MS to advocate for themselves and to have a conversation with their healthcare provider to understand what the best treatment and disease-modifying therapies and wellness strategies are available so that they can incorporate that into their lives.
From your perspective, how are millennials dealing with it?
Yeah, so, you know, when millennials are diagnosed with MS in that prime of their life, there's a lot of feelings of shock and denial that come with that diagnosis, and that can really hinder the younger generation to seek out the appropriate treatment and the appropriate strategies to manage their MS the best that they can. And so we're here on behalf of Genentech to raise awareness around how to best manage your disease, but also, more importantly, to advocate for yourself and to seek out the best treatment and the best disease-modifying therapy that's available for you so that you can delay that disease progression and live the best life possible.
Channing, how are you dealing with it, and how have you dealt with it? How did you learn that you had it to begin with? That was after you were born, correct?
Yes. So I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2006, and I started having a numb sensation on the right side of my body. And at that time, I then was unable to walk, and then I suddenly was in the hospital multiple times with spinal taps and MRIs and lab tests and, you know, you name it. And upon my diagnosis, I then began to really advocate for myself and have a working relationship with my doctor. We worked together on finding the appropriate and the manageable disease-modifying therapy that worked best for my lifestyle and that was adherent to what I wanted to do, and it really helped me pursue my dreams of becoming a morning show anchor and also a reporter in a TV news setting. And so I conquered my dream, even with an MS diagnosis. I filled that dream that I really wanted to do, which was become a journalist. And I really think a lot of that is in part too because I had a great relationship with my doctor, and I knew what disease-modifying therapy was best for me. And once I had been in TV news for a little bit, I realized that maybe it wasn't the best career choice for my health, and so I now work as a communications director where I can manage my stress level a little bit more, and it's allowed me to live the life that I really want to live.
Yeah, TV is pretty nutty.
It is a hard and rigorous schedule, that's for sure.
No doubt. I have my 40 years in. I don't think I have any hair left. So it's pretty intense. I mean, nerve concerns are quite actually difficult to diagnose. And isn't that true? I mean, you could have some numbing. Actually, I have some numbing right now on my foot. And
sure,
we're going through some numbing, trying decisions on what's going to be here, okay, with the podiatrist,
sure,
with a neurologist. And at this point, we can't really figure out what's the story, whether it's pinched nerves, I've done MRIs and other kinds of things. I mean, how has science moved forward? I mean, I know with all what I'm going through right now on my foot, science has really progressed immensely. Have you been doing this for a while, and have you seen great strides happen?
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, with MS, there comes a multitude of different symptoms that can impact you and impact your health. And so it's truly important to really work with your healthcare team to understand how to best manage your disease and to understand what the science and the data is out there so that you are most well-informed about how to manage your disease and how to get on the best treatment. And so Channing and I, we're really here today to drive home the message of working with your healthcare team, advocating for yourself, understanding what disease-modifying therapies are out there that work best with you and your lifestyle, and to get on treatment early, because now is the time to get on treatment and to be able to really delay that disability progression so that you can live your best life possible, not just today, but in the future as well.
What are some kinds of treatments that you've seen be successful in your involvement with this?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, MS is a really exciting time right now, and there are a lot of treatments out there, I think 17. But again, I think Channing had touched on this. It's a very personal journey of how you want to choose your treatment and your disease-modifying therapy, depending on how you live your lifestyle, how busy you are. So again, it is very important to talk to your healthcare provider and also to seek out some education yourself before even talking to your healthcare provider. Know what diseases are out or what treatments are out there and available for you so that you can make the right decision in conjunction with your healthcare provider.
And the good news is that I've done quite a few stories on MS over the years. And there's in this New York area, we have a very strong organizations that are funding research and, you know, everybody's sharing their information. It's really doing well. And so I applaud both of you for coming out and speaking some more about your millennial scenario here. Let me ask you both just one last question, and thank you very much for sharing with us today. We're involved with, and as I've learned also, we talked about stress in television, how stress can be affected. So we're involved with World Peace and the International Day of Peace and Inner Peace and so on. And I've asked a lot of people, what does peace mean to them? Maybe if you wouldn't mind, maybe each of you sharing, what does peace mean to you? Maybe Anne, you could start first.
Sure. I think being peaceful is being happy, right? And so I think just being happy and regardless of what situation is thrown at you, of just living your best life possible. And so with multiple sclerosis, that happy, peaceful life is possible, and you can take control and be proactive and really work with your healthcare team to be able to live that happy, peaceful life in the best way possible.
Great, thank you. Channing?
Well, Anne summed it up pretty well. I would say that living with MS, you have to find some serious peace because you're basically in a storm 24/7. And so I would say that peace is being in a storm and being able to find that solitude. And you can do just that by working and taking control of your health by working with your healthcare team. And so it's really just, it's being in the craziness, but finding the calm in it all.
And I would also highly recommend for those who are newly diagnosed with MS to seek out some resources. And you can do that by going to CanDo MS's website at cando-ms.org.
One more time, that's
cando-ms.org.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you both very much.
Thank
for
you, Paul.
Sharing your important outreach here.
Absolutely.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.